Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over there? Well, I'm enjoying some candy.
Wait, you're not actually. What candy?
It was a slice of orange.
I don't know. Jeez.
I bring in fresh orange.
I know you eat fresh oranges. I wasn't sure if you had finished all your oranges.
No, I got my grapefruit.
You got costume shopping,
yeah.
Getting candy, cleaning up the front yard, making sure dinner is done, eating early, only for it all to be over by 8 or 9 o'clock.
Perfect. But it's one and done.
Yeah, at least that's how it used to be.
Look at this crap.
If you got kids right now, you know that Halloween is no longer just Halloween. And you have to be at all of it. That is, unless you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
And this Halloween story starts with a story on 10MEC from last weekend. Tommy, are you familiar with the term trunk or treat?
So they've been pushing this on Channel 10. I saw
pushing
what they, it. What they do.
Pushing this trunk or treat
But they
propaganda.
Advertise it. Is it Channel 10 doing it?
Well, no.
But it's like outside.
I think they're covering it. Right?
They showed like outside kids and families like going around to different tables.
This is a thing. That like happens all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Different. All towns have something like this.
Well, and not just towns, private organizations. Yeah, yeah. So it's a phenomenon over the last decade. If you're not familiar, it gives kids extra fun before Halloween.
Yeah, let's give them more candy.
A group of people decorate the back of their cars. They set up in a parking lot, and the kids go from car to car for a mini trick or treat situation.
Okay.
And the story on 10MBC shared a bunch of different places kids could have gone last weekend to trunk or treat, like places.
All right.
But if your kids play sports, if they do any activity, odds are pretty good. You are doing 2 to 4 trunk or treats a season.
Because they're tied in with the sports?
Yeah. So, like, for example, when my daughter was little, they would do, after hockey practice, a hockey trunk or treat. So not only do you have to stay for an extra 45 minutes after hockey.
You got to be kidding
me. While the kids are on the ice, I got to decorate my back of my car to look like Halloween.
Oh, God.
So that's an extra handful of events.
Yeah.
Then you have the traditional stuff. You got the getting of the pumpkin. That's an afternoon, right? Mm. You have the actual trick-or-treating tonight. Mm. And let's not forget, if you have little ones, you have the school Halloween party.
Okay.
The parade.
You had to go to that?
Yeah. So I don't know how it is after COVID, but when my kids were in preschool and the early years of elementary school, parents were invited in to help with costumes and attend the school Halloween party. And you sure as hell did not want to be the only parent that didn't show up.
Yeah, because then you get judged.
You got it. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As a parent of a little one today, you are now on the hook for 7 to 10 Halloween events.
That's insane. That's a ridiculous amount of partying for a non-religious thing.
It's a pagan holiday, Tommy. That's religion.
Is pagan a religion?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. All right. I never went to like pagan mass.
I don't know. I've never met a pagan. I don't even know what a pagan is, to be honest.
Well, it's like devil stuff.
No, I don't think it is.
I thought pagan's devil.
No, I think you're just hooking. That's your Southern Christian school coming out of here.
Like if you go to pagan church, there's going to be like topless chicks and stuff.
Okay. Are you trying to sell the church or make the church look bad?
Well, I'm thinking about Hooters.
Okay.
Pagan, a person holding religious beliefs other than those of the main or recognized religions.
All right.
There you go.
I thought it was devil, but I stand corrected. No topless chicks, please.
How many Halloween events are expected of the modern parent? I'm dead ass serious. 252-WCMF.
Well, what's necessary?
Well, none of this is necessary.
I think it also kind of depends on when Halloween falls.
Okay.
Because you kind of had a whole week leading up to this Halloween to go to these events. And probably last weekend, like Saturday, I'm sure people celebrated.
I don't think it matters the day. They're going to find a way to jam it in every way possible, right? Look, part of it is wanting to be there for your kid, right? You don't want to miss out. They are little. They are super excited.
Yeah, but what is it? You keep saying when they are little.
Yeah.
When I saw that stuff on TV, that trunk or treat, there weren't no little kids. They were like big-ass kids. Like,
what's a big-ass kid to you? Like 10?
Yeah, 10, 12, 13.
Yeah, my kids were doing the trunk or treat till 10 or 12.
Yeah. They ain't no little kid.
I mean, they're little. They're still in middle school. That's little.
Do they talk back?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't little.
They start talking back at 4, man.
Then they ain't little no more.
Look, if we as parents are being honest with ourselves, another big part of all of this has to do with your parental reputation. What are the other soccer, football, dance, hockey parents going to say if you don't make it to the trunk or treat? If you ghost the team's Halloween party that might be on a second night? Will the other parents at school talk about you behind your back? If your kid is the only one who doesn't have a parent show up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
But who's got the time? By the way.
You make the time.
The time and the money. This stuff ain't cheap, right?
No, everybody's
got, you get a pony up the candy for all these kids
and stuff. Sure,
And you got to get time off of work.
All of these things are true.
How?
Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, it's okay.
Unless you're an air traffic controller.
All of this is hard. That's fine. Just be the bum parent.
You know what? Bum parent sounds like they still got money in their pocket.
Okay, that's fine. Then you're going to get judged. It's going to affect your kid's social standing. It's totally messed up. It's like North Korea. Like all of this, your social standing takes a hit, and it's a three-generation social standing, so now I'm hurting my children and my grandchildren. Right?
God, what a nightmare.
It's a lot of pressure, and it's pressure that you two cannot understand because you don't live in this world. Man!
I wouldn't do it.
You have no choice.
I'll tell my kid to shove it.
You have no choice but to do it. Even the most cynical of screw you parents.
That's me.
One of them will be at the school Halloween party today to get their 8-year-old in a costume. Yeah. Did your parents do this for you when you were a kid, or was it a solo stuff?
I don't remember them being at school for it. Yeah, I mean, they were probably both working, so I don't know if they were there for that, but I do remember like there was like a handful of parents always there for this kind of stuff.
Okay. You know, as we talk about, again, Halloween tonight, it used to be trick-or-treat and done. Mm. Now, as a parent, you are obligated to take your kids to 7 to 10 Halloween events. Jesse writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I've got a 4-year-old. We've had 3 Halloween events so far. Thankfully, there's nothing at school today, or I'd flip.
Yeah, because they're going to get candy tonight. Well, they got to have it at school. Double candy Friday?
Well, you have to let the kids wear their costume to school, but they can't wear it all day like we used to because it becomes a distraction. So you carve out this like hour at the end of the day so the kids can put their costumes on, have the little parade, and then, you know, make treats and things like that.
I'm surprised they still do it.
Why is that?
Only because, do you remember, and now like looking back on it, kind of unfair, but do you remember like the kids that would have to leave because they were like Jehovah's Witness or like, I forget, there were a couple of religions that didn't celebrate. So they would have to like literally leave the room when these things, like when we'd have our Halloween party.
No, it's true. Yeah. There were 2 kids I remember. Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
Nicest kids. Chris, I can't remember the kid's last name. He had a little brother in a younger grade. They were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you only know what you know.
Right.
They were black. And I thought all Jehovah's Witnesses were black until I was
because those were the only.
Yes. Those were the only Jehovah's Witnesses I ever met.
That would make sense as a kid. Yeah.
But I thought that till I was like 16.
Oh.
Like, I met a Jehovah's Witness who was a white guy, and I was like, wait a minute, whoa,
that doesn't make sense.
Well, you're not a black guy, you can't be a Jehovah's Witness.
So why do they have to leave the room?
It's against their religious beliefs.
Oh, they had to get out of the room.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it all
Halloween,
depends.
Birthday party, Christmas, anything.
Yeah, you don't celebrate that kind of stuff when you're that specific religion. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, you talk, I'm trying to tell you about the obligation, and you say it doesn't bother you, and that's fine. Maybe there are people like this.
Well, because it's never going to end, man. Like, every year they're just going to tack on some more kid BS.
Yeah, it's called being a parent.
Man, my old man had it made.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
I my father never went to any of this stuff. My mother didn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's the world we live in today. And you're right. It just keeps getting more and more and more. And like,
something's going to break. Something's got to give.
Well, no, but it makes your kid happy, right? And that's the thing. Like, if it puts a smile on my kid's face.
Happiness is overrated, bro.
I do miss, I'll tell you this, because my kids, and we'll get into the older part of it too, because it doesn't end when they hit teens. I do miss showing up at school and my daughter, like, excited to show off her dad.
Right, because she's young and, impressionable.
And, like, I felt like the coolest man on the planet. Not to mention, all elementary schools are built smaller, so you feel like King Kong.
Feel like a giant.
Yeah, like you sit in those.
You can't sit at those seats.
I am strong man now. John writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He writes, we have two boys, 14 and 10, do all the sports, travel hockey, soccer, football, basketball. We live in Victor. We have none of these extra Halloween things. Zero. Halloween only tonight, like a normal American. Well, what on earth are you all part of?
Well, your kid's 14. He shouldn't be out getting multiple nights of candy.
It sounds like he never did any of that stuff. And I'd like to know your secret. What religious commune do you live in where you don't have to do this stuff? 252 WCMF, let's talk to a man who's always in costume.
Okay.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, my girls at school this week, they do Spirit Week. So, like, I forget what they wore Monday. Tuesday was awesome because it was your favorite team week. So, my older daughter got to wear her Blackhawks jersey at school. And then I think Wednesday was Pink Day. Was my younger daughter.
When's hang-up day?
Are they doing Halloween today, Ben?
Yes, they are doing Halloween today. So I have a Princess Peach. She decided to change her costume going to school. And a dinosaur.
Do you?
What my older daughter decided to go as.
So
I can't go to the...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I can't go to the parade because they get out of school at freaking noon. I can't go to... pick them up today. Like, I want to, but I can't.
All right, so that's okay. You'll just be judged by every other parent that is in
But he's a working
classroom.
Guy. He can't do it.
Yeah, I understand.
Also, hey, you can judge me if you pay my bills, then you could say something, but you don't pay my bills.
That sounds like a t-shirt they sell at a truck stop. No, Ben, I'm not judging you. I get it 100%. I'm telling you, I felt that judgment, and I hear it in your voice based on the sensitivity. You do feel that judgment for not being able to be there.
It's more because, I just want to be...
Oh, we've lost Ben. Halloween is taking
over. Weekends are my day, but, I would love to be there, but I can't.
I get it, buddy. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good not having to go to school day. I'm jealous of you. Thanks for the call, man. Take care.
Yeah, he does bring up another question I have. What, how many costumes do you have to buy your kid Halloween?
Can you just do one? Or you had to... costume changes every day?
It depends on what kind of kid you have.
Yeah.
My youngest, one costume, easy peasy.
Yeah.
My oldest.
Multis.
Changed her mind.
She's been trying to. She's been trying. She's tried to jam, five costumes.
Even now.
Yeah. Bro, you know how she is.
But I thought, at that age, they kind of tapped out of it.
No. That's the other thing that sucks.
It gets more intense.
Yes, when your kids get older, it gets more complicated. So I'm in teenage Halloween right now, and my oldest... think she is going to multiple Halloween parties with her friends this weekend.
Oh.
Can I vent for a second?
What?
Okay. My oldest is 15, and I love her. I love her so much.
Yeah.
She has given me three different names of girls. She claims are having parties this weekend.
Okay.
Right? And she thinks I'm some kind of idiot. The last thing I'm going to let my 15-year-old do is go out unsupervised on Halloween weekend. And I am.
So these are house parties.
Yeah. And I'm not above calling the parents of every kid she says that she'll be hanging out with to ensure her story checks out. And I get that we are at the age in my family where kids are going to try and sneak their freedom. And I get Halloween is a big chance. We all did it. Right?
Yeah.
But can you give your old man a little more credit, please?
So is she allowed to go to any of these parties?
Well, yeah, as long as I know the people, the parents.
Check in first.
Yes, but in the last week, she has... maybe not realize, given Saturday night, there's a party, and she's giving me three different names of kids. And she'll say, you've met her parents. No, I haven't. Yeah, you have. I go, no, I have not met them. Yeah, they were there. Hey, you just don't remember. You're going to gaslight me to be okay, you go to the party.
So you just drop them off and that's it?
Well, that's what she thinks is going to happen.
Well, what else can you do?
Yeah, linger.
You ain't going if I don't know these people.
No, but I'm saying, okay, so let's say there is a party and you know the parents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then you just drop her off.
That would be the plan.
Yeah.
But at the same
time, you linger around for a little bit.
Unless I'm invited in which case, sure.
Oh, man.
Hello. Dad here. Dad coming through.
Hover and dad.
And that's the other problem, Kimmy.
Hover and dad.
At the same time, if your kid is a teenager and they want to go out and see their friends this weekend, you don't want hijinks or craziness. But you also don't want your kid to be the one kid that doesn't get to hang out with their friends.
You want to have fun.
And stunt their social life.
Yeah. Do they still, because I remember like this being big when I was a kid, like the parents and kids would both be at the party together. Like the parents would have like their Halloween party
Upstairs, and the kids
would be there.
I haven't
like my parents would always do that with like their friends and all the kids would get to hang out.
I haven't been invited to one of those. Maybe I'm not as popular as I thought I was.
But I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Where the parents are upstairs, the kids are downstairs. And everybody's getting messed up.
I just told you my, you know, fear this week.
Everybody's getting messed up, Pat. High on candy.
Because, like, here's the thing. With my oldest, what is happening this weekend is still unresolved. So,
the parties aren't set?
Well, no.
Where she's
like,
going?
She takes it. She waits till the last minute that we have to say yes.
Yeah. Oh. She's waiting it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's playing the long game here. Like I did with the Blue Jays tickets last week. And it ain't going to work. And we're going to have, it's going to be like Cuban Missile Crisis levels of face-off tonight.
Yeah, that's not good.
And so enjoy tonight.
You knock on the door or the parents be like, Pat Duffy, can I take a look around here?
Well, no, I don't. If she.
Want to make sure everything's cool?
That's the thing. Like, so there's a party she thinks she's going to tomorrow night. And we have dinner with our boss, right? So I told her, look, if we didn't have this, I would take you to the party and I would walk in the house and I would shake the hands of these parents and introduce myself. And if I got the vibe was fine, you could stay. If not, I'm taking you home. Like, that's what it's going to be. And I don't think that's unreasonable.
Okay.
Is that unreasonable?
Put your foot down. No, you're right.
I don't ever remember a parent pulling their kid out of a house.
Because you would have to look around.
Yeah, you would have to look that parent in the face.
Not for me.
I don't trust you with my child. We're going home.
You do not meet my standards as parents. I am taking my child home.
It's great in theory. I don't know if you would do it.
I'm not above it. Well, I mean, what do I got to lose? Right, my sterling reputation in this
community.
What
would you have to see?
You know, but
it would have to be that bad. Like, okay.
Oh, no. There's little things. There's little tells, and every parent knows what I'm talking about. There are little things you can see, little interactions you can have where you go,
All right.
Oh, turns out we got a doctor's appointment at 7:30 on a Saturday.
So has she asked you to host one of these yet?
She will have her friends over.
No, I mean have a Halloween bash at your house.
So not Halloween. She has tried to have a boy-girl party at my house.
Yeah, did that go over?
Well, I laid down ground rules, which then put the kibosh on the party.
Yeah. You can have a boy-girl, no boys.
I told her that if you can do it, you're just all going to stand in the living room and I'm going to sit at the kitchen island and eat salad the whole time. Staring at all of you. All of you. All right, so good luck tonight.
Yeah.
Bundle up. Stay safe. Put on a raincoat. And like we said, ditch a pillowcase because it's going to get soaking wet and all the candy flavors are going to leak together and it's going to make your candy gross.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to pay the fiddler, whore.
What are you talking about?
Well, one of us is paying the fiddler. And when I say fiddler, I mean for all
I'm like sweaty because I'm nervous right now.
We've made a terrible mistake. We've made
and we did it to ourselves.
Well, it's this stupid show.
Yeah.
Like this room makes you do such dumb, impulsive, irrational things.
But it's always been like that in this room.
I don't get it, man.
Many people have passed through these doors, Patrick.
There's like a shining thing going on.
Yeah. Well, the problem is nobody says, this might not be a good idea.
Well, no, because we just work each other up to the point where we start screaming and everyone goes, fine, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. All right, let me catch you up on what is about to happen.
Okay.
If you were listening around 7 o'clock this morning, we revealed, 7 o'clock yesterday morning, our big boss from Kansas City,
yeah,
Bob.
Barbecue Bob.
He is flying in tomorrow to hang out with Kimmy and myself on Sunday.
Yeah.
So Bob was the one who flew me out to Kansas City for the Chiefs game 2 years ago in the AFC Championship game.
He had a ball.
It was unbelievable.
And he picks it all up.
He refused to let me take my wallet out.
So this is red carpet treatment. Kansas City style.
It was great, man. It was two of the best experiences.
You're halfway to Hollywood.
Of my life.
Yeah.
So when we were there last season,
yeah,
there were a whole bunch of Bills fans, like thousands, that took over one section of the parking lot. And I'm going, you got to go check this out. So we went and he had the time of his life.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how great Bills tailgating is. And I'm like, Bob, this ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see it in person.
Yeah.
So because of that, Kimmy and I called him a month ago and we said, hey, we would really love you to come out. Mm-hmm. Let us take you to the Bills game.
Yeah.
So he decided we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So he flies in tomorrow. We stay in the night Saturday, stay in the night Sunday. And we are all as a show going out to dinner on Saturday,
yeah,
so you could be included.
Yeah, with the spouses, it'll be nice.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so you, a couple days ago, started running your chintz-ass mouth.
Oh, really? I'm chintz.
I'm not chintz? I'm chintz? How am I the chintz one?
You're the one who's had red carpet treatment twice in Kansas City. Mm. Not me.
Tommy started by very classily saying out loud in
front
of Kimmy.
Well, he asked a question, and then it escalated from there.
I've known him 25 years.
But he wouldn't give me an answer.
I thought it was known without saying in front of Kimmy that you and I were just going to pick up the bill.
I figured that, but we hadn't
established anything.
But you
had to say
anything.
It in front of her.
I figured you were going to try to big timing to pick up the whole thing.
Oh, is that a problem?
And then rub it in my face.
If you didn't want to pay, then why did you just let him do it?
Thank you.
No, I did because I don't
want
to hear it.
My ass. No, because that's what you want. That's what you want.
Because then you went on to say it's his thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
Stupid ass bitch.
Well, then you had to chime in.
Well,
because I want to be included too.
Good. It's going to cost you.
No, but you don't want to be included.
Very scared
you
right
want to be
now.
Included just to pay. She said, "I would like to pay for my meal, please."
And she said, "We can pay for our own meal."
There
well,
it is.
I meant
and that's
you
where
didn't
that
have
stopped.
To pick it up. It was what I was trying to say.
So yesterday at 7,
yeah,
we left it open to the audience who should be paying for dinner. Mm-hmm. And even that we couldn't get to the bottom
right.
of because everyone had different ideas. So at the end of that break, yesterday,
yeah,
somebody wrote us on Instagram with a suggestion that we play what's called credit card roulette. And if you're unfamiliar with this idea, you put everyone's credit card in a hat,
okay,
and you pull one, and whoever's credit card gets pulled pays for everything.
Yeah.
And we were so busy screaming at each other in anger that for whatever reason,
yeah,
we all agreed to this.
Yeah.
And we were excited about it. And then the ride home came.
The ride home? And?
Yep. Oh, you're going
to
sit here and pretend like
it.
You're not worried about this right now. You're
I'm feeling pretty lucky, man.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know why you're so confident. Pat and I are sweating it out over here, and you're like, nope, not going to be me.
I didn't think through how much money we could be talking for dinner here.
You got it, bro.
It's so do you. You got it.
I ain't got it.
You got it.
She ain't got it.
You live in Pittsburgh.
But they already canceled Snap. She's struggling, man.
It's 7 people for a dinner on Monroe Avenue.
Plus tip.
Yeah, plus tip.
And alcohol.
And booze. Yep, there's going to be booze there. And we only picked this restaurant, Kimmy, because we wanted to be as close to Tommy's house as possible.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't want to have him travel too far.
He's got to be back in his slippers by 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
We are about to, in a second, go into this box and decide who's going to pay for dinner.
So, did you figure out a number in your head what this could cost?
I did. What number did you come up with?
700.
It's exactly what I had.
Because I figured $100 per person between food and beverage.
And then
tip.
Yeah, and tip. $700.
I've never spent $700. I don't think I spent $700 at all of my weddings combined.
I didn't tell my wife we're doing this.
Okay.
So
I didn't tell my bank because I'm it's 200 over my limit.
Did you talk to your husband about this?
No.
And that boy eats.
Kind of forgot.
He eats. That's a bag of groceries right there.
Can I also say the people that do not get chosen, let's not run up the bill on the person who gets picked.
Look at this. Like a
I'm just saying, keep it reasonable.
Queen Chinsula.
Wait, you're going to run it up?
I could see him.
I'm not running it up. I don't eat.
Well, you drink.
Well, no, the drinks are what I'm talking about.
I drink, you drink. But I'm driving, so I'm good.
Ooh, thank God. You could also Uber. You live right around. You could walk home if you wanted to.
I'm walking home in this weather in my good shoes.
Walk home in my good shoes. Why? Well, you're going to save all the money. You could buy another pair with all the money you're going to save with the drinking and eating you're going to do.
Well, right. Listen, man, I don't know how this poll's going to go first.
All right. I want to, before we do this, I want to give everyone in this room an opportunity. If we all agree that we don't want to do this, that we just back it out and we figure out another way.
Well, the other way is we just split it three ways.
Well, she can't afford three ways. Well, it's got to be two ways.
Then this is how we have to do
it. You really want to do this?
Or we say Kimmy's out and you and I split.
No, but she ain't going to do it. She's going to be like, oh, I want to be a part of it too. I got 10 cents.
She may have second thoughts now that we're getting ready to draw a name.
All right. Do we want to?
Go ahead.
No, why are you so confident? What did you do?
I'm a gambler, baby.
Why? No, you're not. You don't I'm gamble stone at all. Cold you gambler. Don't gamble at all. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
All right. So here's a little suggestion. First off, Tommy's probably spent more than $700 on a pair of shoes. So we'll just throw that out there.
Okay, yeah.
The other thing is, if Tommy, being the elder statesman, the senior person in the break room,
senior rep,
as a position there,
I like what it is.
He should cover the bill.
What? No, it's not going to go.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, and you Venmo him after dinner.
Yeah.
One of your part of the dinner.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's do that.
Wait, your part of the dinner?
Yeah.
That means I'm still stuck for most of the dinner.
So Duffy Venmos you what his part of dinner costs.
Yeah.
Kimmy Venmos you what her and her husband's part
of
dinner.
But then I pick up Bob.
Well, you can ask Bob to Venmo you.
Then all the other people, you'd split up between the three of you, and you add that to your tab.
Yeah, just give me your card. I'll get you.
I got you. I don't like this stupid idea.
Right, Mike, this isn't that hard, Tommy.
Mike, he's out, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. What? I mean, we could just split the bill three ways.
Yes.
But I don't know why you're so opposed to that.
I'm fine with that.
No, you're not. No, because you think it's chintz. You judge people who go down to the penny splitting the bill three ways.
I said we could go split skis, you and I. If Kimmy wants to come in and split on the third, we could do that. But you feel uncomfortable because, you know, she doesn't make that kind of money.
You brought that up first.
She brings it up all the time. She ain't got no raise.
Ain't got no job. Ain't got no raise.
Ain't got no money.
Ain't got no makeup.
Ain't got no driver's license.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. So here's the thing that I think that you're overlooking, and this goes for Tommy. He'd want to cut out early. If he gets picked, he's going to have to stay to the end, and that's going to bother him the most.
The fact that he has to stick around and say goodbye.
Let's make a rule then in this room right now that whoever loses – before dinner starts, you give your card to the waitress.
Obviously. I'm not going to dine and dash. I've only done that twice in my life.
There's going to be people that are going to want to hang out a little longer.
Oh, yeah, run their mouth.
Maybe even get a little piece of dessert or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, depending on how this goes, I'm definitely having dessert on Saturday.
And Tommy's going to be stuck there till 8 o'clock. He's gonna want to hang himself.
I want to do that now.
Mark. Great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. All right. So here's how we're going to have to do this. Because we don't have anyone to pull our actual credit cards.
Okay.
Everybody's on the air.
You got it. Everybody is on the air. We're going to have to do this ourselves. And because all of our credit cards, we determine way different amounts. And if Kimmy were to pull them, she'd be able to know, which could throw a wrench into this being
okay,
an impartial.
Okay, so it's a blind draw.
You got it. So Kimmy has written all three of our names on a piece of paper in a box.
All right.
They are all equal size and equal weight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So whatever name you...
I will approve it afterwards if you'd like me to.
Oh, my God. All right. Whatever name you pull is covered dinner on Saturday night.
Are we doing this?
We're doing it.
All right.
Are we ready?
Are we doing it?
All right, you're on camera.
I'm scared.
Oh, this is so dumb. Why did we do this?
No!
Yeah!
No!
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 Oh, thank you, Jesus!
No.
Oh, thank
no.
you!
No!
Oh,
God
you.
Damn it! How?
Oh my God!
I'll show you. There.
I got it!
Oh my God!
You gotta be kidding me! I can't catch a break in life.
You can't catch a break, my ass! Oh, hold on! Like, give me a second, because I was really scared that my name was coming out of that box.
It's like an invoice for $700. My ass didn't go to Kansas City twice. My ass ain't going to the game.
I just gave you the opportunity to get out of it. Seriously, I haven't had a rush like that in a long time. Let's do it again. Not really. Tommy's paying.
You got to be kidding me. I got to call the bank. I'm going to be upside down on a meal.
Yeah, oh, it's a bro. But look at it this way. You're going to look like...
Last time I was upside down on something, it was called a Dodge.
You are going to look... Let's look at the positives here. You're going to look like such a big shot.
I don't want to look like a big shot.
No, our boss, he's going to be like, wow.
He is an actual big shot.
Yeah, no. Well, you two are now big shots together because you're paying for dinner. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
What a rip.
We can cover the tip if you want.
No, shut up. Nope, that was not agreed. It was full boat, drink, booze, and tips. He wanted to run his mouth. He said he was feeling lucky.
Okay.
Did you talk to your wife about this or no?
Yeah. But she listens to the show.
Okay.
When the bee's on commercial. Okay, I'm paying. No apps.
No, that's no.
No dessert.
No. That is not.
There's rules for dinner.
Well, drinks only. Well, drinks and house wine.
No, I'll have my drinks made well. That's for sure, my friend. Very, very well. Do they serve triples at this place, you think?
No.
All right, so I'm looking at the menu here. Ooh, look at these steaks.
You ain't getting no. By the way, no beef.
What are you talking about? No beef.
You got rice?
All right, hold on.
You're gonna have chicken.
I'm at the fish. I'm at the menu of the place we're going.
No shrimp.
Wow. Look at this. They're prime filet, mushroom and onion balsamic jam, smeared mashed potatoes, chef's vegetable. That's a good deal at $68.
Wait, you like a smeared jam?
Uh huh.
I could probably set you up with that even before we go there.
Really? Why?
I got some smeary jam for you.
No kidding.
Got into this smeary jam game.
Where can I find it?
Well, I opened up a little kiosk in a men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Paying. Open up your mouth. Here comes your pre-jam sauce.
I'm fine with that because you can just throw it on the bill. Okay.
I'm going to throw it on your lips.
Well, this is market price, so I don't even... Because I can add a lobster tail to the filet. 9 ounces drawn butter.
Yeah, you can add my finger to it, too.
Oh, man. This is going to be great. Pan-seared ahi tuna? That's only $46.
You don't like fish anyway.
I like all the fish now. Including your... That was too far.
Oh, you going to bang my mom in front of me while I'm picking up the tab?
You like that? You like that? 252-WCMF, 252-9262. We'll go back to the phones in a second. This is the greatest day of my life. Tommy is now covering dinner for everybody on Saturday.
Seven people.
This is awesome. Connor was the one who gave us the idea for credit card roulette. He writes, you're welcome. If you're going to a steakhouse, they have a special tomahawk steak for about $120. Ooh.
Ben, we're not going crazy. There's a limit.
Are you going to tell me at the restaurant I can't order that?
I'm actually going to bring your father in as my consultant. Water for everybody.
No sodas! No sodas! No, I don't think you have the balls in front of our boss to tell me I can't order that. Not to mention, I'm a grown-ass man. I order what I want.
Grown-ass man then can pay for it. I ain't paying no tomahawk steak.
You paying whatever we order. What do you got, Kimmy?
The amount of people tweeting and messaging us right now. That Tommy can use this as a tax write-off is more than I thought.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's
a work expense.
Oh, yeah, it's a work expense.
I don't think that you make enough where you have to file taxes.
I do now.
I got to be honest with you. Except Chris is actually, he's come up with an idea.
What's that?
Let's start a GoFundMe for Tommy's
dinner.
Ooh,
I like that.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people, especially right now, would be happy to donate money to you to cover this bill. 252-WCMF, if you're just joining us, we did credit card roulette for dinner on Saturday night with our boss coming to town. Tommy, confident, standing on business. Yeah, let's do it. I'm not scared. I'm feeling lucky. He's picking up the tab. $700.
How does that happen?
They're still right in the universe. That's how it happens. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I got a question. Pat, you're the only one that went last year, correct?
Yes, this is true. Yes.
Two years in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
You're the only one.
How about this? You ready for this, Paul? I sat in a suite. I sat in a suite at Arrowhead Stadium. Paul. All right, Paul, it was so great. Like, I wish you could have been there with me to experience it, man.
But Pat, you're the only one that reaped any of the benefits of this whole thing. I would think you would be the one that would volunteer to do it because you're the only one that benefited
sure.
from this whole experience.
Sure.
These people are just going to a business dinner with you
uh-huh.
that
just
has
working class
to do
people.
With it.
Yeah. I mean, a working class hero is something to be, Tommy. Remember that. And Paul, here's the thing. I agree with everything you just said. So imagine how lucky I feel that I'm now getting a high-end dinner out of it too. How great is this?
Ain't no high-end.
But I didn't hear you say, I'm going to do this because I'm the one
mm-hmm.
that did this thing,
yep.
and I'm the only one that got anything out of it.
That's because I didn't say that. Hey, Paul, you want to come to dinner? Paul, you want to come to dinner
Paul,
with us?
Yeah. Don't Paul.
Why not?
Paul.
Why can't Paul come?
Paul's out.
No, I don't want Tommy to have a stroke. I'm sorry.
Too late for that.
If he doesn't make it to work on Monday, I feel real bad.
Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Look, I don't mean to be a bearer of bad news.
What?
But everyone is celebrating that you
have, of course,
you're picking
of
up
course.
The tab. And I don't get it because you're so charming.
I'm a nice guy. I never catch a break.
Cindy Lou writes us on Instagram. I guess that's one less tracksuit for Tommy.
One? It's like 1,000.
All right, Saturday's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We're going to get dinner, Kimmy?
I feel relieved.
This is awesome.
I got to feed your big-ass husband?
Yep. Yes, you do.
What does hay cost? All right, well, it's okay. Look, there's
oh,
a way.
Is it okay?
It's okay. You'll be fine. You got it, Mr. Pittsford.
I had it. It's gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills Chiefs 425 live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game,
yeah, buddy,
go do it with one super cool, very generous cat.
Very busted ass broke.
Tommy is going to be hanging at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drinks. Howie writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
So I guess Tommy will be charging $25 per selfie and autograph on Sunday again.
Ooh, I like that.
Go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai, 425 on CMF. We discussed this morning, you want this game bad.
Yeah.
But based on how things have gone the last 4 years, winning the regular season, not winning in the playoffs, do you need this game?
Mm.
Does the universe change if you don't get this mm-hmm. game? And do the Bills even have a chance as home underdogs to get this game?
Yeah.
There are a lot of football experts who will tell you what you want to hear.
Mm.
But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready for your first pick?
Let's do it, buddy.
Over under. Oh, he's big mad.
I know.
He's not, even doing,
out.
He's not even doing he's the
second. I'm doing
the
math
day.
Right now.
Oh, no.
You can't do math.
Right, no kidding.
Over under.
Who should have done this at the end of the show?
What's that?
Math.
I was talking to Kimmy.
He should have done that at the end of the show.
Yeah, you're right. He's done for the day. Over under.
All right.
2.5 total touchdowns for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Total.
He's got to get 3 touchdowns.
Total. It's been an up and down season for Kansas City, but they may be hitting their stride and getting healthier at the same time. But whether they've been good or bad, One thing has been consistent. Mm-hmm. It's Patrick Mahomes scoring touchdowns. Right now, Mahomes leads the NFL in total touchdowns scored with 21.
God damn.
And he's gotten to the end zone against the Bills D. Let me try this again. I wrote it down wrong. In the regular season last year, he threw 3 touchdowns, but threw for less than 200 yards. In the AFC Championships, he went for over almost 250 yards of the year, threw for 1 touchdown, rushed for 2. And in this season, in 8 games, he's gone over 2.5 touchdowns 4 separate times.
So the kid's on fire.
The last 3 weeks straight, he's gone over 2.5 total touchdowns. The Bills are getting some help back at defense, it looks like. We're without Ed Oliver, but it looks like Matt Milano's good to go. It looks like linebacker Terrell Bernard is good to go. You have Maxwell Harrison, the rookie, who looked good against Carolina last week. Right. But this is a whole new monster.
Yeah, buddy.
Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, you're telling me he's piling them up.
A ton.
Yeah.
A ton. But, I mean, how long can that streak go on for, Tom?
Ooh, I like that. But they also know, Patrick, they have to know Mahomes' moves now.
He almost always scores 3 total touchdowns against the Bills.
They've known his moves for a long time.
I mean, they know Josh Allen's moves. You can't stop Josh Allen.
Well, then, I mean, the smart money is to take the over.
And if money is something you need to be concerned about.
Bro, I am tapioca. All right, I'll take the over.
Why are you?
He's so defeated. Oh, my God.
What?
Snap out of it.
Oh, yeah, you say that. Man, if this was your ass hung.
I know, but, like, there's nothing you can do about it now.
Oh, no, here's something you can do.
You'd be queen squawk.
Pay the damn bill. That's what he could do. So, to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over 2.5 total touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess. You're saying you can't stop.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just giving you statistics.
Yes, that's my pick.
Okay, all right, all right. Hey, man. It's all right. We're going to have a delicious meal on Saturday. I don't know why you're so depressed.
I ain't having crap.
Breaking bread with friends. The most expensive bread we could find on the menu. Let's get to our second pick. Over under. 1.5 a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver, Keon Coleman. It feels like we're coming to a head here. There are a lot of people down on Keon.
Well, he hasn't really showed up.
It's hard to blame him. He's not having the breakout season everyone was anticipating. And that's even before you get to what's happening with disciplinary stuff around the facility, stories flying. In 7 games, Keon Coleman only has 2 touchdown catches. But both of those touchdown catches were in big moments.
Yeah, but that's way back.
Well, Patriots game.
Yeah, way back there.
Two games ago. He had a touchdown in the comeback against Baltimore and a touchdown catch in the failed comeback against the Patriots. I mean, there's going to be a big moment at some point.
Well, he ain't got no weapons.
Well, Keon Coleman is the
weapon. No, I'm saying, like, Josh only has so many weapons. Well, he has to throw to him. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Keon Coleman has yet to score a touchdown against KC in his career. He was hurt for the regular season matchup last year in the AFC Championship game. He had 1 catch for 12 yards.
Eesh.
Is this the weekend he makes a statement over under 1.5 a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman? There was one more piece of information you need to know.
What?
The Bills activated Gabe Davis off of IR earlier this week. There is a chance that Gabe Davis, our old friend, plays against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yeah, but he's coming in cold.
He's coming in fresh.
Yeah, but he's also cold.
Cold and fresh.
All right.
Over under.
I was married to one of those.
Over under. 1.5 a touchdown.
He's got to step up, man. That kid's got to show something. No?
It would help his reputation if he did, but
he's got all the tools.
He does. He does.
But he can't catch a goddamn football. What was it? And he was good at Florida State.
If he can't catch it, it seems like he's not getting open. Like he's not getting enough separation where he even has a chance.
Small defensive backs in Kansas City.
And which should be easy picking for him. He's playing up against a bunch of me's.
Okay, so then what's the problem then?
Well, you tell me.
Well, no, this is your segment, Mr. 700. The 700 Club Tommy Mulay.
What was that guy's name?
Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson.
There you go. Over under. 1.5 a touchdown.
I think if they win, this kid's got to show up.
So what does that mean?
He's got to show up.
So what does that mean?
It means he's got to show up, Pat. I'm picking him to show up.
Make a pick, you bitch.
All right, I say he catches a touchdown.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over.
Yes, a touchdown.
Okay.
A touchdown.
Tommy,
that's all he's got to get, right?
Yes, 1 touchdown catch. It's a catch.
I get it. He's not going to rush his tall ass.
Okay.
Good. Probably not.
It'll be a waste.
But
he's got Cook back there.
There's no such thing as a wasted. It doesn't matter. Tommy tells it like it is. Kansas City edition. He is over 2.5 touchdowns total for Patrick Mahomes. He is over 1.5 a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman. A lot of touchdowns in this game, Kimmy.
Mm.
Our third pick, Over under 1/2 an interception.
Ooh.
For Bills safety Jordan Poyer.
Poyer.
His career was essentially over 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Bills let him walk. Miami gave him a lifeline to keep playing last season. That did not go well for him or the Dolphins. He was on the street. Then the Bills brought him in the offseason as a practice squad player. And they made it clear he was there to mentor the young safeties that they were bringing along. He was not here to play.
Yeah.
And now he's playing.
So now they need him.
Yes. Injuries in the safety room have killed them, combined with subpar play. So this week, they signed Jordan Poyer to the active roster. And it looks like he will be the starter on Sunday. He played against the Panthers. He didn't make any major mistakes. But Patrick Mahomes.
But he also didn't light it up.
Well, here's the thing. Andy Dalton is not Patrick Mahomes and vice versa. You can Google that if you want. This may be the easiest pick of the day for you. Because Jordan Poyer, in all the years he's faced off against Kansas City in a Bills uniform, has never picked off Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, Jesus.
But.
He's Zilcho?
But I need you to listen carefully.
I'm listening about El Zilcho.
The fact that he's never gotten a pick against Mahomes, along with his age, could mean they're willing to test him, which would give him an opportunity.
Go his way.
Exactly. And
yeah,
look,
but they know what they're doing, man, because they've looked at the film, and he's crusty-ass old.
Safeties get a lot of interceptions.
But he don't.
On batted balls. I'm just saying, if they are
willing. Oh, so you're saying deflected ball goes his way?
If they are willing to throw his way to test him, it does increase the odds that this happens.
Man,
and
that's such a gamble.
That's what this is.
You got to be an idiot to take that.
Okay, so then it's an easy pick.
Buffoon.
Over under 1/2 an interception for Jordan Poyer.
I'm going to roll the dice and say, guess what?
I mean, you got nothing to lose
right now.
Yeah. You're 700 in.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel so good about this.
You think he's due?
He's due?
Likes and to say?
They're going
to
test him. They're going to go after him.
Okay.
It feels like it's just one hand here, one hand
on,
there,
Poyer.
And he's going the other way. So just to be clear, you are
old. He's got to catch a ball.
Well, he's got to get an interception.
Well, that would be him catching a ball.
Okay.
It's the only way he can catch a ball.
Get a ketchup out of
it. Is it interception?
Oh, wait, ketchup. Kimmy, can you Google what kind of high-end ketchup they have at this joint that we're going to? Ketchup that I have to pay extra for. Could you Google ketchup I have to pay extra for? The Bills are 5-2.
Yeah.
They are on pace for an 11-6 season. And this game feels like it gives you an expectation for the rest of the year moving forward.
Oh, sure.
Forward.
It sets the tone.
All right, so the expectation right now is that the Bills team is not up to the task. They opened as 1.5-point favorites that flipped this week. They are now 1.5-point dogs.
So their stock is dropping.
It has. But I need you to listen very carefully.
I am so listening to you right now.
This is the most important information you will get all week.
What?
The Bills are great when they are home underdogs.
Okay.
In the last 4 games.
Undefeated.
As home dogs, they have not lost a game. In fact, the last game they lost as a home underdog. The Kansas City Chiefs.
We got to go back.
2020.
Oh, my God. That's COVID time.
Yep. That's when the stadium was empty. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Do the Bills win this game? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
Well, they got to win the game.
Okay. Again, they don't have to. We had a whole discussion about this morning.
I feel they have to win this game. If they're making this big Super Bowl push.
Okay.
And they're like MVP team.
Uh-huh.
They got to win this
Most
game.
Valuable player team.
Well, they're an MVP team because their quarterback's an MVP.
Okay.
That makes you an MVP team.
You tell me. Well, no, I mean.
Kind of does.
Not really, but go ahead.
That's the way I look at it.
Do the Bills
That's
win?
The way I see the game, Pat.
Do the Bills win, and if not, do they keep within a point?
I say they win.
Okay.
And they're a point.
Well, if they win, they win. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
They win. They've covered.
Yeah,
if they win, they've covered. So you have the Bills winning this game.
I don't see a blowout.
Well, the average margin of victory for the Bills in the regular season.
Three?
8.
No, but I'm saying with Kansas City when they play.
8. Uh-huh.
They've never blown out Kansas City, have they?
I will tell you again, the average margin of victory over the Chiefs in the regular season in the Josh Era Allen thing is 8 points over the Chiefs.
All right, so that's.
They won by 11 last year.
But.
That would technically be a blue.
8 ain't a blowout. 11 is.
Well, yeah.
But they had a blue last year.
But you're thinking more.
You're thinking.
Sea hair of a win?
I'm sorry. I think what you're
referring to. So it's not a blur.
What is it?
But it could be more of a sea hair of a win.
Man, my hearing is crazy today.
Why?
I gotta get to. You know what? I gotta get to the hearing guy.
Why is that?
I'm not hearing him right. It keeps cutting out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why? What did you miss at the end? You heard blowout.
Yeah,
blowout. But
not
then
a blowout. It would be a sea hair.
I am so uncomfortable.
Of a win.
I am so uncomfortable.
Or as you said last week, they would win by a taint.
Yeah, I think this is going to be close.
All right.
I think it's going to be under 8 points.
Okay, fair enough. To recap Tommy's picks this morning, he is over 2.5 total touchdowns for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He is over 1.5 a touchdown catch for wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is over 1.5 an interception for Bills safety Jordan Poyer, and he has the Bills winning this game, so he is over all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little bit of a change today. We will have our good buddy Mike Danger from 95.7 The
yeah,
Fan
yeah, yeah, yeah.
just after 9 to recap. Unfortunately, due to a death in the family, Ryan will not be able to make it today, but he will be back next week to pick. So in his spot, the taint of the break room, Kimmy. Oh, you got uncomfortable? No,
that's
you're uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable.
What? They call her Kimmy Taints. I couldn't even get that off clean. I'm sorry. That was terrible. No. Kimmy will be making picks in Ryan's place this morning.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
We'll come back after 9 o'clock. Yeah.
So fast, buddy. I'm laying it out here right now.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
Because I say they got to win this game.
Yes, I heard you say that.
Yeah.
If it is a blowout, let's say the Bills put it to them.
Okay.
And you mofos get to go to the game.
Yeah.
And get to go on my dime.
We're not going on your dime. You're paying for dinner. We're going to the game on our
dime. No, my food dime.
Oh, your food dime.
Okay.
My food dime.
Yeah. Go to dinner on your food dime?
I say if it is a blowout.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We got to reconsider the
dime. No! What? That's not a bonus pick? Wait.
Bonus pick is if it is a blowout.
That's not a pick.
No, it is a pick.
I said, if it is, this is my pick.
Uh-huh.
You can't deny me my pick.
No, you're not a pick. You're not picking anything.
If it is a
blowout. You're not picking anything.
Hold on.
You desperate bitch.
I'm gonna go easy on you. We split it three ways.
No. No, you lost. You sat here and wanted to play credit card roulette.
And I will stay behind that.
We gave no.
If it is a blowout,
if
they win by 10 points, because you're all going to get to enjoy that beautiful victory and all that celebration.
We're paying to go to the game.
When I'm busting my ass out of Bill Gray's.
Yeah.
The pick would be we offer to split it three ways.
Yeah, make that pick. No, I'm not splitting with three ways.
That's my pick.
That is my
bonus pick. That if it is a blowout, we've split the bill three ways on Saturday.
That's not happening.
It's a statement.
Our good buddy Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and Kimmy in for Ryan, who is in bereavement time, just after 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.